From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. While world leaders scramble to respond to the Syrian refugee crisis, just a handful have landed in the United States so far. As this country plans to accept tens of thousands more in the next few years, I met one family. They're just one of 19, setting up a new life here in North Texas. I meet Abdul Rahman Zaitoun and his mother, Mazik El Hafiz, at their modest but tidy apartment in South Fort Worth.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you?
She is watching the news in Arabic. Zaitoun starts making strong Syrian coffee. Mother and son moved to Fort Worth in January with his older brother and 5-year-old nephew, who has epilepsy. They live in the same apartment complex, 2 buildings away. At first, Zaitoun and his mom were told they'd go to Chicago. Chicago, he knew. Texas, he had some ideas.
Cowboys. Cowboys. People, they have horses going around on the horse, you know, and they were in the hat. But we were happy too. It was like, okay, we'll get a hat, we'll get a horse. It's not a problem, you know.
Zaitoun is 20. He's tall, fit, and confident. He's been here for less than a year, and he's on his second job. The first, at Walmart, wasn't great, he says. Now he's working for a company that installs security cameras, and he's taking community college classes. It's a very American lifestyle, he says. All go, go, go. His priorities have changed since the Syrian conflict began 4 years ago.
Before the war, I'm going to be honest with you. I was lazy. I just want a body. I don't want to study. I want to be with my friends. I want to hang out. It's just like the war teach you like the time is important. Your family is very important. You must study. You must be educated. You must work. I mean, the war teach you so much.
And now the family is scattered all over the world. His mother lists the places where her children and siblings are living.
Germany, Saudi, Syria, Turkey, Britannia. Canada.
Mazik El Hafiz was an elementary school teacher in Damascus, a widow who raised 5 kids. Her husband, Zaitoun's father, died a few years before the conflict started. She taught pretty much every subject, except for English. She regrets that now, Zaitoun says. When she gets a call from her sister in Egypt and leaves the room, Zaitoun tells me he's worried his mother is isolated. She doesn't know anyone here, and her sons are too busy to spend time with her. I ask her if she wants to go back to Syria. She says she prays that she could, but more than anything, she wants her family to be back together again, whether that's in Syria or not. Zaitoun says there's nothing to go back to. Their house was destroyed years ago when the government bombed their neighborhood.
So the bombs, they were going straight beside my home, like, and it makes sound and stay for like 1 minute, and you can't hear for also for like 2 minutes. Some people even died from the sound of those bombs.
In Damascus, they moved in with his aunt until her house was destroyed too. When Zaitoun was told he would be conscripted into the military, they decided to leave. They told government soldiers at checkpoints they were going on a vacation before he enlisted. They went first to Lebanon, then flew to Turkey with little more than a suitcase full of clothes.
America right now, it's my home. Also, Syria is my home, but there's nothing left there. Like, our house is destroyed, and literally, there's nothing.
Abdul Rahman Zaitoun says he won't be able to think about going back to Syria until it's peaceful, until there's a new government in place. But he's not waiting for that. Texas, he says, is his opportunity, and he doesn't want to waste it. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.